we turn to Paris, where today the U.S. men's gymnastics team did something it had not done at an Olympics since 2008, win a medal, a bronze. Well, whatever the high-flying gymnasts at the Summer Games, whenever they somersault across American TV screens, it causes a spike in kids trying out the sport. For boys who love gymnastics, though, it can be hard to even find a coach or the right equipment. As NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports, that hurts the U.S. Olympic team's prospects down the road.
Elijah Waterman's son, Sam, is 13, and he loves gymnastics. But the family lives in Iowa City, and twice in the last 3 years, the teams Sam has been on have shut down.
So then we looked around, and we called gyms all over eastern Iowa.
They eventually found a boys' team outside Cedar Falls, about 90 minutes away.
So we drive him up there twice a week for four-hour practices. I get off work early a couple times a week and drive him up.
Waterman says all this isn't about getting Sam into the Olympics or a college scholarship.
It's your son, you know. You just want to let them do what they love to do, you know.
But many of Sam's former teammates gave up the sport. That drive is just too far. Across the U.S., boys' gymnastics clubs are often few and far between, and they don't always last. The coach gets a new job or retires, and the team just stops. And the pandemic took a toll on many programs.
It's sort of a snake eating its tail kind of thing.
Mike Walker coaches at a gymnastics club in Gainesville, Florida.
You don't have enough boys in many places, and then when you do have enough boys, you have a devil of a time getting coaches that know how to coach it. You have to find former male gymnasts, or you have to specifically cross-train your female coaches to know how to coach it.
Gyms also need to invest in specific men's equipment. A pommel horse, rings, high bar, and parallel bars. Even so, some clubs are starting boys' teams and finding success.
Last turn, guys, on vault. I need the vault table.
Coach Mario Gorosito guides the Arlington Tigers boys' gymnastics team in Virginia. His upper-level boys do some tumbling passes on an inflatable mat. Others bounce off a springboard, push off the vault, and soar into a foam pit. 15 years ago, there was no boys' team at this county gym. But a few boys, taking a class, asked their instructor, Sonia Hurd Clark, why only the girls got to compete.
6 boys in particular said, hey, why don't we have this team opportunity? Why don't we get to do all the fun things? Why don't we have fun uniforms?
She took those questions to heart.
I looked into it. I went to a boys' meet, came back and said, I think I can work with the boys and make this happen. We went to our first meet. The boys all qualified to the state championship, and that's where we began.
The program has grown. In April, the Tigers captured a team first place at Eastern Nationals. Some of the newest members come from programs that have closed. Hobie Belloris, age 14, is one of them. The team where he'd competed for 6 years ended when his coach moved away.
How did it feel when all of a sudden it closed down?
It felt horrible. Because I didn't know what I was going to do after that. It was scary.
That access to boys' gymnastics is limited or non-existent has a real effect on the Olympic talent pipeline, says Jason Woodnick, who leads the men's program at USA Gymnastics.
It's hitting communities that just don't have access to gymnastics all over the country. I mean, we are absolutely missing talented boys that are out there that could do gymnastics probably at a very high level. That is a challenge.
In a country where many other sports are easier to play, USA Gymnastics is trying to find ways to get more kids into the gym. It's launched new team programs that require fewer practice hours, so young gymnasts can play other sports too, and it reduces the coaching needs. Asher Hong is one of those headed to Paris on the U.S. team. Along his own path to the Olympics, he was lucky to find a rare boys' team where the budding gymnast could keep learning. He wishes there were more club and collegiate opportunities.
Instead of it being always basketball or football or baseball, I want them to be like, oh, I want to be a men's gymnast, because that's what the scenario is in a lot of other countries.
If that happened, he says, the U.S. team would be just as good as its counterparts in China, Japan, and Russia. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.